On opposite coasts of the country today, there were two important developments in the debate over same-sex marriage. The California Supreme Court has ordered an immediate halt to gay marriages in San Francisco. It was a unanimous ruling. And in Massachusetts, lawmakers have given preliminary approval to a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, but approving civil unions. We'll hear more about that in a moment, but first we turn to San Francisco and to NPR's Richard Gonzalez. Richard, tell us what the court said today in this ruling.
Well, as you mentioned, we have a unanimous vote by a 7-justice court. It orders San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom to do two things. First, it directs him and other city officials to enforce the current marriage laws without regard to their own personal views about the constitutionality of those laws. And second, it tells them to not perform any more same-sex marriages. Such ceremonies have been going on at San Francisco City Hall for the past month, conducted almost daily. And today's order means that the State High Court says we put an end to those ceremonies and city officials can no longer issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
And what about those 3,700 same-sex couples who've already wed in San Francisco? What happens to those marriages?
Well, the court said nothing about those marriages. The court did not void them. It did not rule that they have been conducted illegally. So for now, apparently, those marriages stand. However, unfortunately, for people who were standing in line for their marriage licenses today at the City Hall, they were told that unfortunately they have to go home because the city can't do it anymore.
Now, in this ruling today, ordering this immediate halt to gay marriage in San Francisco, did the court also go further and address the constitutional question of gay marriage?
No, it did not. And in that sense, this is a rather narrow order. In fact, the court said specifically that this order does not preclude the filing of any other action. In other words, it's a virtual invitation to groups who want to challenge the constitutionality of the law that says marriage is only between a man and a woman.
So what happens next?
The State High Court is saying that they will hear arguments only on the legal question of whether San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom has the authority to authorize same-sex marriage in the absence of a court ruling that says those laws are unconstitutional. And they say that they will hear these arguments in late May or June.
And Richard, what kind of reaction are you hearing out there in San Francisco?
Well, initial reaction from the mayor's office is that they will comply with the order as soon as they see it. A spokesman for a conservative group says they like this ruling. They're hailing it. They're glad that it's finally happening. And we've got a reaction from representatives of gay rights legal groups who say that all this does now is put everything on hold and we'll wait to see what the court does next.
Okay, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco.